going, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast 602 on this Wednesday night. I'm Devon Givens with you here until 9 o'clock as we discussed missing out on the acquisitions of the big stars for both the Phillies and the 76ers as things come down last night or yesterday about Manny Machado and the LA Dodgers. I'm still waiting on that. Minor snag right now with him not currently being in Los Angeles, making sure he's ready to go. Still in Baltimore right now. And then today you get the 76ers being basically struck out again, if you will. Or maybe they didn't swing hard enough because they just simply they just didn't want to give up everything that we appear to think that it would have taken to get Kawhi Leonard from the San Antonio Spurs, as he has now moved on to the favorite that we heard about last week being the favorite. Las Vegas, done it again. They got it right again with Kawhi Leonard. Goes to Toronto. So we're going to talk about the two moves. And basically at this point, you know, once we start getting done with this stuff, you're starting to put some closure on it all. Because for weeks, we've been talking about Kawhi Leonard. And for just a little bit, we've been talking about Manny Machado. And neither are a member of a team here in Philadelphia. So let's start with, since we knew about the Manny Machado thing a little bit, this Kawhi Leonard news where the Spurs have agreed to trade Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a 2019 protected first round pick, I believe is 1 through 20, from Sham Sharania, who broke the news early this morning, and then Woj followed up with some of the other particulars. But I know a lot of people are frustrated because, first of all, this started all the way back draft day when they decided to swap picks, Mikal Bridges and Zaire Smith, adding that 2021. Brett Brown comes out later on that evening in his press conference talking about how they were star hunting. They star hunted for LeBron James, missed out. Star hunted maybe for Paul George, but he has eyes set on Oklahoma City real fast. He went back, and here this dragged on and on and on with Kawhi Leonard, where they appeared to be the favorites. The Lakers still in there. The Clippers, we were starting to hear news that they were in it as a dark horse. And then last week, Toronto as the new favorite because of the relationship with Masai Ujiri and R.C. Buford, and now including, as we see, DeMar DeRozan in that deal. Now, when I looked at a deal like this for the 76ers, the whole point was to bring in Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Paul George, whoever it was, to put them on the floor with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And as we saw the report today from ESPN and Adrian Wojnarowski in his story, well, pardon me, Zach Lowe, I think, had this part where he said that the Sixers were asked about Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons. That's where it started. And they gave a firm no. We're not doing that. And you can understand, no, we're not doing that, because the reason why we're bringing Kawhi Leonard in would be to put him on the floor with our two young stars, get them going as a trio, and hit the ground running in the Eastern Conference, now vacated by LeBron James. See what you can do. And what Toronto did was include DeMar DeRozan. So it was a little puzzling, but looking at the fact that he had the money that he has based on his contract, it's now moved to San Antonio. They make that room. If Kawhi Leonard does in fact leave, which everybody believes he will, goes back to Los Angeles next offseason, and now you have all the salary cap space. They'll probably try to move Kyle Lowry. He has 2 years remaining. One more year next year. A little over $30 million for him. Maybe try to move him or just simply play it out and do whatever else they need by clearing out things on their roster to try to rebuild from there. It's a gamble. It's a big-time gamble for the Toronto Raptors, but they see a window. This is the same thing with the Philadelphia Phillies, where we saw a window. They saw it, which is why they were in the conversations with Baltimore about acquiring Manny Machado. But again, missing out on both of those stars. And I'm not even going the part of the stars not choosing Philadelphia, because in Kawhi Leonard's case, it was about being traded. And Manny Machado's case is about being traded. You revisit it in the offseason. We know about Paul George and LeBron James, and we'll see what happens in the offseason again when it comes to Machado and maybe some other names that are potentially out there that the Phillies can go out there and spend some money on, because they will have it. But here it is about more the front office. Did both front offices make the right call on not overpaying, if you will, to land both Machado and Kawhi Leonard in these cases here with the Phillies and the 76ers? 610-632-0975. I had said for the last 2 days that Manny Machado, I would give up whatever needed to be given up to get Manny Machado here as a member of the Phillies, to have the opportunity to bring him in, see if he enjoys himself here as they are winning, make a postseason run, make some noise, get to him in the offseason and try to lock things down, because he had some success. He's going to test the market, but he's going to test that market and ultimately come back. He's going to see what else is out there. And in Kawhi Leonard's case, I had kind of backed off based on all of the reading of the stuff that we had out there, information that I had from people that said he's firmly set on Los Angeles, period. And then the other thing that I got a little bit was, not that it's a big thing because we've kind of heard this, but Magic Johnson, if Portland doesn't do what they did last year by having a good season, maybe by trade deadline, or maybe they wait until the offseason, Damian Lillard is going to be a target. And Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and maybe some other stuff might go to Portland in exchange. So now you're talking about Kawhi Leonard going to L.A., LeBron James already there, and then you're making a move for Damian Lillard. So things are going to get interesting. Going to get interesting. And that's, again, where the Sixers, some believe, you take that chance with Kawhi Leonard and see if you can get him to stick. Then there were more along the lines of me. I'm not taking that chance to see if he stick, because he's going back to Los Angeles. I get it. You take the chance and swing, and the East is open, and maybe you can get through Boston and get to the NBA Finals, losing to the Golden State Warriors. Maybe give up a nice fight. But ultimately, Kawhi Leonard then leaves and goes to Los Angeles. You have the money now open that he vacated on your salary cap, and you go spend it elsewhere. Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Chris Middleton. Not Klay Thompson. He's not leaving Golden State. Stop it. So these are all the things that go into it. But I really don't think, and I thought over it on first reaction. I look at the Kawhi Leonard trade and I say, dang, they didn't give up much of anything. And I'm not disrespecting DeMar DeRozan and the player that he is, but DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, which is a nice backup big man in this league, maybe a potential starter, and a protected 2019 first round pick. Man, they didn't give up anything, but they are in different spaces in their, where their organizations are. The Sixers are on the rise up. Toronto is, their window is closing, so they had to do something, and they did something. And they did something big to take that chance. And I just don't think the Sixers were in that position to do that, where they want to risk, if they feel like they can do something else in the offseason, keep the players that they currently have and add to it. I'm okay with what they did. Now, they better do something by the trade deadline or in the offseason, or it's going to get real ugly around here for a lot of people when it comes to the Philadelphia 76ers. But for right now, I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to crush him, because he is going to Los Angeles. I think a lot of people agree with that sentiment. Kawhi Leonard is going to Los Angeles. So how do you guys feel in terms of the front offices and what they didn't do by not bringing in Manny Machado and Kawhi Leonard? Did they go too cautiously here in these two specific cases, or did they do the right thing and wait to the offseason for both Machado, Kawhi Leonard, and the slew of other free agents that will be available to the Sixers next summer after the season is done? 610-632-0975. I'm more leaning Sixers, I'm good with. Phillies, I wish they would have went and did more and acquire Manny Machado and maybe something else. Again, playing depending on how things went with that trade, and then looking for Britton or the names, other names that we've heard from other places to potentially come in to help the Phillies out during the stretch run in the second half of the season. I was more along the lines of the Phillies doing something and the Sixers, in this case, not doing anything. But trade deadline, next offseason, you better do something. So where do you guys stand? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again with you until 9 o'clock. The Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight. Here on The Fanatic, taking over at that time, the great Sam Wilson producing the show tonight. So we're hanging out with you for 3 hours, talking some hoops and baseball and missing out on the opportunity for now, with two of the game's greatest stars in both baseball and basketball. And both of your local teams were involved, maybe to the end. Unfortunately, they didn't land either. Or maybe for you, you're okay with it. You wait your turn and find out what happens later on. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off with Mike and Del Ran next on 97.5. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Devon? How you doing, man?
Good, man.
I'm going to try to touch on both real quick. The man at first, baseball, the man Machado trade, you know, I think he really, I think he likes it in Philadelphia. Like, when he was here last, you know, he made the comment he appreciated, like, the love the fans showed him. I think as long as every time he comes back with the Dodgers for the rest of the season, as long as we don't boo him, one of the callers was saying on Mike's show, I agree with him. Don't boo that man.
You know, no, it wasn't his fault. Man. He didn't. Yeah.
Him, you know, you want him to come back. So I think there's a chance there. With basketball, Kawhi Leonard was never coming. He was never going to resign here. As much as people want to say, well, we could have convinced him. No, you couldn't have, because you don't have palm trees down Broad Street. So it's not going to happen. What I was confused about, and I guess maybe I disagree with you a little bit, like, if you're the Raptors, you know, for the last several playoff series or seasons, the only person that's killed you is LeBron James, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I guess it's good. I guess you could look at it either way. Like, in my mind, you know, why wouldn't you have given those two guys one more chance? I know the window's closing, but on the flip side, it's kind of smart because you got Kawhi, who's obviously better than DeRozan, right? So maybe you play better. Maybe there's chemistry there. If not, I don't care what anybody says. He's not going to stay in Toronto. You want to go to L.A. Toronto's the farthest thing from L.A., right?
Yeah.
So he's not going to stay there. So now, either way, at the end of next season, the Raptors were going to be in a rebuild if they didn't make it to the finals with Lowry and DeRozan. So I guess it's kind of smart as from the Sixers standpoint. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Our guys are young studs, man. I have no problem seeing another year what they can do.
Yeah, and my other point too, Mike, when you bring up the whole Toronto thing, and maybe we disagree a little bit, it was, first of all, if I was trying to make that move, and I'm sure they tried, and they ultimately could not get it done, Masai Ujiri could not keep all three of them together. San Antonio was saying, hey, if we're going to do this, we want to at least make ourselves still a viable a problem for the Western Conference teams with DeRozan to go along with LaMarcus Aldridge and the slew of other players that they have there that are still in that system. So,
no doubt.
You want to keep all three, but you know in their case, they're not. And if they're going to do it, get rid of some of DeMar DeRozan's money, because it may be a little easier to move his versus Kyle Lowry and all of that stuff.
No doubt. And you know what you said when you started, if their phone call to us, their first question was Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons, I'm not picking up the phone again. Like the Spurs had to realize, you're not going to get the value you deserve for Kawhi Leonard because he's gone. Like, he's as good as gone. So I don't know. Maybe Toronto couldn't have packaged anything different, but I just thought he wasn't going to. I don't think he's worth what they wanted from us, at least. That's why I don't care.
Well, yeah, man. Listen, Mike, thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. And also, while we're talking about this and now the reshaping of the Eastern Conference a little because of Kawhi Leonard, well, first of all, it's not just a little, because Kawhi Leonard is a top five player in this league, healthy. And if he is healthy, he is, again, a top five player in this league. So he does change things in the Eastern Conference, where it appeared to be the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. In my opinion, it's Boston, Toronto, then Philadelphia. And you got to worry about Washington and Milwaukee and Indiana right after the Sixers. And maybe they're all just jumbled up together, the Sixers, Washington, Milwaukee, and Indiana, because they're all good. But Kawhi Leonard is that good. Okay, let's not get it confused. And there, he's that good. You bring in another shooter like Danny Green to space the floor, where you lose DeMar DeRozan, who's a 20-plus-point-a-game scorer, But he did it in a lot of different ways, more mid-range, where now you get that mid-range stuff from Kawhi Leonard. You get the outside shooting from Danny Green, plus the defense that wasn't necessarily there from DeMar DeRozan. You get it both with Green and Kawhi Leonard to go along with Kyle Lowry, Ibaka, and Valanciunas. And then when they go small, they can do a lot of different things. And they like OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam. They have some nice stuff there in Toronto, where right now, if I had to say it today, it's going to be Boston and Toronto 1-2 fighting it out in the Eastern Conference. So in the sense of Sixers falling backwards, and I mean, listen, losing Bealitzia is not good, and it's not going to really shift the balance of power in the Eastern Conference. Now he stiffed them and decided to walk away from them, and now he's talking to Sacramento. That's a whole nother story. But Toronto is good, still really good. And while he may not want to be there, Kawhi Leonard, he's going to play. He's going to do what Kawhi Leonard does. Go out there and give the effort and be the defensive stalwart. He's the best two-way player in the game. Cause problems for offenses and make all kinds of noise in the Eastern Conference with that team. They're going to be a fun team. They're going to be hard. Now, to the Sixers' point of that, it's, all right, you bring in Wilson Chandler, Zaire Smith, Landry Shamet. Who knows about Jonah Bolden and Shake Milton, if they're going to be on the G League team and whatever else might go on with them. Who knows? Your biggest offseason acquisition, basically at this point, is going to be Markelle Fultz and who he might be returning for year number two as a member of the 76ers. So, again, underwhelming overall. Didn't make mistakes to ruin your opportunity next summer to get it done. But it really was about this summer. When the summer first got underway, we were talking about how this was the most important offseason for the Philadelphia 76ers. And you can argue they did nothing. Absolutely nothing. Bringing in Wilson Chandler, I like it. I think we would all like it even more if they brought in someone else to go along with them. Someone with more star power like Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Paul George, Jimmy Butler even for that matter at this point. But they are still in that top four of the East. Top four of the East. Toronto is better right now. They are that good. The Sixers may have been in front before. They are behind right now, trailing these Toronto Raptors now with Kawhi Leonard to pair with Kyle Lowry. 610-632-0975. And the Manny Machado part, I wanted them more to go after him more so than I did the 76ers to go after Kawhi Leonard. Because getting him in the building, he seems like he's more open to staying in Philadelphia than the chances of getting Kawhi Leonard in here and convincing him this is the right place to be. Manny Machado looking like he's still going to L.A. A little stumble right now, and with the physicals and all going on with the Baltimore Orioles players heading to Los Angeles and the Dodgers players coming here to the East Coast. We'll see what happens overall, but he is appearing to still be going to the LA Dodgers, and I wish he was coming to Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Justin is in North Wales, joins us next on the Fanatic. Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was just going to bring that up, actually. I don't think the Manny Machado Dodgers thing is a sure thing, though.
Well, yeah, again, with the little snag going on, I hear you.
What? That's a big snag. The Orioles had a history of this, too.
Say it again?
Two players go down, man. I mean, why would Baltimore make a trade with the Dodgers if they're giving them players that are injured?
Well, at that point, maybe Baltimore then shifts their focus to some other prospects that they had their eye on, where Dodgers were reluctant at that point. But now that they already had this thing going on, they just say, hey, look, let's just get it done by any means. What are the other players that you want to fill in here since these other two have failed the physical?
I would call it. If I'm Matt Klentik, I'd call up the Orioles right now. And say, hey, listen, we'll give you Sixto Sanchez.
Oh, so you would include Sixto?
Yeah, call him up right now, man. Now's the time, man. Call him up and say, listen, we'll give you Sixto Sanchez. And I guarantee that deal with Baltimore and LA will be done in a second.
Maybe. But again, the physicals and maybe shifting towards other players might change the mind, though, Justin, to your point. Thanks for the call. Might change their mind now that this might. Okay, all right. We can't get player X because he failed the physical. Well, let's go to player Y and see if he can now be the substitute in this deal, because your player is not holding up his end of the bargain while he's taking his physical, and Manny Machado is perfectly fine. So let's see if we can go and check things out that way, because how bad is it going to look if it doesn't now get done? With all the speculation, the fact that Jason Stark said on Mike's show that this is clearly a rental for the Dodgers because they don't have the ammunition at the end of the season due to the luxury tax issues, that they don't want to go too far, and this is going to be a rental. So they're going to try by any means to get this done, which if they have to shift their focus to other players to make this deal happen, they will most likely do so. And that's when the Phillies again come into play in the offseason. While, again, missing out, not ideal for me, with Manny Machado, based on hearing Jason Stark and leaving the window open that Machado could still leave Los Angeles because of the money situation out there in L.A. with all the money that the Philadelphia Phillies could offer. Makes me feel a little better, but that's the one I would have wanted to get now if I had the opportunity to get him in my building right now. 610-632-0975. Which one are you more, I guess, frustrated with that it didn't happen? Phillies for Machado, Sixers for Leonard, based on seeing these deals. I say more frustrated with the Manny Machado thing more than I am the Kawhi Leonard. Where do you guys stand? 610-632-0975. And with the Kawhi Leonard thing, where are they now in the East, the Sixers? They were at 2 for a lot of people behind the Celtics. Now that the Raptors have Leonard, where do you have the Sixers? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9 on the Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DNG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. We are less than a week away from Eagles training camp. Keep it on the Fanatic as we get you ready for football with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Rams summer clearance event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
You don't just want easy. You want streaming your Netflix favorites on fast internet easy.
How about a visually striking romantic crime movie from the 1940s?
I'm good with Stranger Things.
You want the best Wi-Fi you can pause with a tap.
Kids! What? Time for bed!
See? Easy. You want holy savings. I can get up to 5 lines of mobile included with my internet easy. You want Xfinity because it makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
Introducing new packages with more choice and faster speeds, like this great offer. Get started with internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save by adding Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 8/5/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra, subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now. The exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
It's no secret the way we shop and where we shop is changing. Sometimes the adventure of shopping is half the fun. At Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, shopping still is an exciting adventure. Come and see the newly upgraded facilities. 75 indoor stores, 500 outdoor vendors on the weekend, family fun night every Friday evening with activities and events, plus a great variety of restaurants and food options. Berlin Farmers Market truly has something for everyone. Open Thursday through Sunday. Berlin Farmers Market, where shopping is an adventure.
At eBay, your passion is a big deal. So right now, get a big deal on any passion from A to Z. No, really. Art, baking, coffee, design, exploring, fashion, golf, homebrewing, Italian cuisine, jogging, kayaking, landscaping, making beats, napping, outdoors, photography, questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
The car is packed and ready to go.
Dad, what's that red light up on the dash?
Don't ruin your family road trip by not servicing your car. Go to your local Meineke for a free engine scan. Exhaust, brakes, tires. Meineke, America's choice for auto repair.
Sports talk for Sicklerville and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
6:30, 97.5. The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight. Sam Wilson producing the show, 610-632-0975, as we are discussing both the Phillies and the Sixers. Now that the Manny Machado news from yesterday, and it still appears to be the Los Angeles Dodgers' little snag, but we are waiting the final word of what is actually going down. Is still thinks it's going to be the Dodgers, so if that's the case, we'll see him next week as a member of the Dodgers. They come into town to face the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Still can go after him in the offseason. You heard Jason Stark with Mike say, hey, he might not stay in Los Angeles because of the fact that the money is not, may not be where it needs to be for them to keep him. Philadelphia has an opportunity in the offseason, and that is encouraging overall. So we'll see about that. And with the 76ers, with the news coming out early this morning, Shams Charania of Yahoo Sports, saying that the Raptors and the Spurs had something going on, which was Kawhi Leonard to Toronto with Danny Green for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a 2019 first-round pick, which turned out later on to be a 1 through 20, top 20 protected pick in 2019. And what does that mean for the 76ers now in the Eastern Conference with Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto, where it appeared that Boston and the Sixers were at the top of the Eastern Conference, and I think Toronto is better than the Philadelphia 76ers right now. So what do you guys think? Is that what you believe? Did they miss out on this one? Did the front office both do the right thing and not going overboard, if you will, in acquiring both of these players, Machado and Kawhi Leonard, based on what you've seen as the return for those players. 610-632-0975. We'll keep it going on the phones in Lehigh Valley and Michael next on 97.5. Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
Hey, so I'm not really, I guess if I had to pick one, I'd be a little more upset with Machado just because we're in season right now. And if we got Machado, I would feel it's a lock to win the division. But it's not the end of the world, I feel. We can save it. We can save our prospects. We could trade our assets as both basketball and baseball go here. And, you know, next summer we could shoot for two of them. We could try and sign, and hopefully Markelle Fultz, if he develops into what I think he's going to develop into, hey, possibly next year we could trade him for something along the lines of a Kawhi Leonard again, along with signing a star next year. What do you think?
Well, right now, Markelle Fultz is based on how confident it seems that, of course, Drew Hanlon and the Sixers brass feel about his work so far this offseason. That's your big free agent pickup, Mike, with Markelle Fultz. And as far as Manny Machado goes, I agree with you. But again, hearing Jason Stark say what he said to Mike makes me feel a little bit more comfortable knowing that right now it looks like the Dodgers are only going for a rental. They're trying to win it now. And if he leaves, they'll be okay, especially if they make a deep run and potentially win the World Series.
Yeah, you just said it with the Sixers, with, you know, Markelle Fultz being our big free agent signing. And if he develops well into what, like I said, what we all think he's going to be this year, a shooter, an athletic wing that's going to be able to take it to the basket, I feel like we're going to be better than Toronto. We got not only Ben and Joel, but we have Dario, we have Fultz, and then we have the two big wings with Cove and Chandler, whoever the best man throughout the season, whoever wins.
But you know what too, Mike? I'm asking a lot of Markelle Fultz too coming back, and I don't think he could be a superstar. But I need, and I've said this before, somewhere between 12 and 15 points at least on a season to make this a viable comeback for year number two, where we only got that 14 total games from him and the postseason and the disappointing year one, thanks for the call, that we saw from him. It's going to be important, especially if they don't add any extra bodies this offseason. It's not done yet, but they can't really do much else unless you now shift your attention to Jimmy Butler. If the reports are true that he wants out of Minnesota, you shift your attention there, then maybe that's something. And you probably, especially if you're not giving up Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, which I am not, if I'm acquiring Jimmy Butler, there's others involved and not those two players, then I would probably put them back in front of the Toronto Raptors. But right now, I say that the Sixers are right behind Toronto in the mix with Washington, Indiana, Milwaukee for those next spots thereafter. 610-632-0975. Matt Cherubini says on Twitter, Manny to Philly isn't a definite not yet, not over till the fat lady sings. And it's more of Manny to L.A. is not a definite yet, but, definite no yet. So you're right, Matt, and we'll see what happens in the offseason based on what he does with the Dodgers. And then again, hitting the free agent mark, and then if Philadelphia throws all that cash at him and he says, yeah, I'll go there. 610-632-0975. B-Hawk in Philly on 97.5. What's up, B-Hawk?
Yo, Kaz, what's going on, DJ?
What's happening?
I know you probably remember, I come and call in a Hawks spot. We talked briefly about the Toronto thing and would be more attractive, our Sixers trade to Toronto. But reports are going out. I think both sides want to have two disgruntled rentals, because both sides, Kawhi's not happy. DeMar put out some tweets already. Mm-hmm. This might play in a factor of the Lakers' hands. Lakers sitting there like, okay, we got two players, even with DeMar from Compton, that might play in our factor. But you just summed up what I was going to say. We're in a mix now with Indiana, who upgraded, Milwaukee upgraded, the Wizards upgraded. We got a lot of work to do, and I'm just like you on this one. Markelle has a lot to prove. I'm expecting 15. I'm expecting the same numbers from Markelle for this to be a semi-success. We caught lightning in a bottle. Nothing going on. Our play has to be that strong, and also pray for help with injuries, because we're just coming out of the dark with two injury-prone players, three injury-prone players. This is the most, to me, this is the most critical year for us coming off 52, and this is going to play to our attraction for people coming in. Because if we go down with injuries and a rocky season, I think we're going right back in the process. And shout out to Sam Hinkie, because without the process, we wouldn't have no attraction or these picks to try to lure someone in. So we got cash. So that's good enough.
Well, you got to start with Simmons and Embiid, and what you have as a foundation for your team. And then when you talk about Markelle Fultz, you want him to average up to 15 points.
Yep.
You should, and they need to be impactful. They just can't be a 15, and they're just a 15. They need to be an impactful 15 for them to have some success. And to your point of the off season and all. We can't ignore the trade deadline. Who knows what happens?
Yeah,
you never know where things might go for other teams. They start going a certain way. They're looking to move a player, and the Sixers could benefit from that by adding that player to make that push and hopefully pass Boston and Toronto in the Eastern Conference. And then to your point of DeRozan, the Compton native and Los Angeles native for Kawhi Leonard, the only thing with DeMar DeRozan, and I know we don't care because we're not going to go out there and get him ourselves here in Philadelphia, B-Hawk, is he has 3 years remaining with the final year being a player option. So right now, I think he's just simply going to be in San Antonio.
Exactly. And that's how it's playing out. But DG, man, I love this show, brother. And it's funny how we still playing chess, though, y'all. So we got faith. We're still chess.
You got it, man. B-Hawk, thanks for the call, man. You got a 610-632-0975. It's going to be interesting. Again, we're going to say it a lot, how interesting things are going to play out, because the Phillies right now still making this run in the second half of the season to win the NL East. That's first and foremost. But you are focused on trying to add a player, star caliber player like Machado, to this team, as they should have been. But do they turn their attention elsewhere? Do they go and get someone else? Kawhi Leonard, he now goes, makes the Eastern Conference a little tougher when LeBron James leaves and opens things up. It's still open, but again, I think people are disrespecting how good Kawhi Leonard is based off of the injury and not really giving the proper respect of who he is as a top five player. And if he's healthy and ready to go, he's going to be that good and playing in a different system with the Toronto Raptors, playing with a nice point guard, of course, a really good point guard like Kyle Lowry is. And we'll see what goes from there. But the Sixers have some work to do, and they cannot afford to take that step back because they have garnered a lot of attention nationally, a lot of respect. They've garnered a lot of attention, obviously, here in the city based on what they've done with the rebuild. And now even getting to the point of trying to acquire these stars, and most people believing that the stars would choose Philadelphia. That's what the other important part of this was. You felt confident that they would pick the 76ers based on the last season. And they have to sign Ben Simmons after next year so they don't go into a situation of a restricted free agency and worrying about an offer sheet, which they will match, but you just want to get it over with, get it out of the way, have him going on the floor with a clear head and just simply playing. Which front office do you feel like, and you know, you sitting there and you're saying maybe they could have done this deal for Machado or Kawhi Leonard? How do you feel about the front offices and what they did or didn't do? Are you okay with both the 76ers and the Phillies not giving up too much, as a lot of people would like to say, in order to acquire these stars? 610-632-0975. Ray, we start with you on the other side. Tom, Jim, Vic Lamar also get to you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic reminds you,
if you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hello. Download and listen down the shore for Fanatic fun in the sun all summer long.
Watch and try it corn, please.
The app is free and it's easy to get. Listen anywhere. Just go to the App Store or Google Play.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Hey. Download the app now. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming this summer. Be there.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Consider this. Most tires aren't even as thick as the foam on your morning latte. Yet, pumped full of air, they support thousands of pounds rolling down a hot asphalt road for hours. I'm Pep Boys Area Director Wendy Rosasco. And before your next summer road trip, remember, there's not a latte between you and the road. Be safe and let the pros at Pep Boys get you ready to roll.
Now through July 29th, buy three select Cooper Adventurer tires and get the fourth tire free. Plus, get a $60 rebate and a free one-year road assist package, too. Only at Pep Boys. After manufacturer's mail-in rebate with installation package, see restrictions at pepboys.com.
On July 24th, the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films present the world premiere of a championship season, a Philly special concert event. Relive stunning season video highlights on three giant screens as the Philadelphia Orchestra performs the inspiring music of NFL Films live. Pack a picnic, wear your team gear, and celebrate with the Eagles cheerleaders at Swoop. Thanks to the Man's lead sponsor, Independence Blue Cross. Tickets at manscenter.org.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save every day on the fixtures and details they need to get the job done right. Now you can get up to 40% off select bath products and accessories, and up to $40 off select in-stock American Standard toilets. Plus, get in and out quickly with our dedicated pro desk and pro checkout. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/25 while supplies last. See store for details.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Subway Restaurants, 356-inch sub of the day is oven-roasted chicken at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax, no additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man, and then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
New Kias, don't wait, save now. During Gateway Kia's Independence Month Freedom to Save celebration in Warrington and Quakertown. Come celebrate your freedom to get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Or enjoy savings, freedom of choice on a new 2018 Kia Forte LX or 2018 Kia Soul. Your choice, lease for just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or lease a new 2019 Kia Sportage LX or 2018 Kia Sorento L. Your choice, just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
This is a 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, add tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease only, trade-downs, value, and credit. Expire 7/31/18.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Someone on their site this year will win a football trip to London, provided by Big Game Travel. Join their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September. Visit BigGameTravel.com for details.
647, 97.5 The Fanatic, Devon Givens, Sam Wilson producing the show. We're both here until 9. Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. 610-632-0975. And Tyler Zuli, who produces here on The Fanatic, does a great job doing updates as well. Tyler retweeted someone, a tweet about 25 minutes ago from Raku Kabako, who reports on the Orioles on MASNSports.com. He says, looks like the Machado trade to the Dodgers will go through. Orioles getting back five players. Told just some, quote, final points to review and that medical concerns have been, again, quote, all but addressed, not a deal breaker, so stay tuned. So it looks like, again, that just some snags, but nothing to really hold things up so much where this does not go down. How do you feel about both of our teams here, Philadelphia Phillies and Philadelphia 76ers, missing out for now on the two stars that were, it seems like they had a nice lead in on both, in Machado for the Phillies and Leonard for the Sixers, and it went the other way where the Dodgers stepped in and the Raptors jumped in out of nowhere and became the winners in the sweepstakes for those two players. How do you feel about them overall? 610-632-0975. Plus, with the Sixers case, where do you have them now in the Eastern Conference? Are they still in the top two, or are they now behind the Raptors like I believe they currently are? Let's go back to the phones and Ray in Sicklerville on 97.5. Hey, Ray.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. I gotta say, yo, Kawhi going to the East, it's gonna be serious. The Sixers going to drop down a notch. They're going to have to. You got the Boston Celtics, who beat the Sixers up badly in a playoff and without their key players. Gordon. And
What key players? You talking about with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now you got Kawhi Leonard in the East. That's like replacing LeBron James.
Not as much, but I would say people are underestimating the addition to the Raptors. But I hear you.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, like, the Sixers got to get this stuff right. They have to.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the focus, Ray, real fast, what do you have on Manny Machado?
Manny Machado? Oh. Great baseball player.
No
great.
Doubt about it, man. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. And let's move on. We keep moving to Jim in Stratford on 97.5. What's up, Jim?
What's up, Devon?
What's going on?
I think the Sixers are just fine. No need to trade for Kawhi. I'm glad they didn't.
Okay, why?
We have two of the top, arguably 12 players in the league, Ben Simmons and Embiid. We have a great role players in Covington and Sharks. No need to give up those young assets for a guy who played 9 games last season.
Well, okay. I mean, fair enough. My thing was more, Jim, it was because of the L.A. connection, where it appears that he simply had his eyes on Los Angeles, nothing else, and that's where he was deciding to go at the end of the season. So I was not in favor of giving up anything.
I agree. And it's arguably a 1-year rental for Leonard, so it's not even worth it.
Right. And what do you got on Machado, Jim?
He's a stud. I think the Phillies should have done more to get him. He's a certified stud. I think it was worth giving up prospects who may or may not pan out.
Yeah, now, when Jason Stark comes on with Mike, though, earlier today and says that with the way that he understands it is that it's a rental right now for the Dodgers, and they may not. If we all believe that Manny Machado was going to go out there and hit the free agent market and try to get that money, he might still walk away at the end of the season and the Phillies still have a nice chance.
Yeah, I agree, but I think we should have done more this year and went after a World Series this year. I think we have the pitching and Machado would complete the lineup.
Well, I said the same, Jim, of the two situations. Thanks for the call. I said that the Phillies were the ones that I really would have wished they pushed in more at this point, because while again, it sounds great what Jason is saying about at the end of the year, you can do that and convince him to come here because of the money. Not just the money convincing him right about now, it's because you get him in the building and you get him in there and you get him to understand what it is to play for the Philadelphia Phillies, and you go on and you win the NL East and everybody's feeling great. Then you come back and, you know, part of the pitch is already done. The recruiting, you have a two and a half month recruiting situation going on. So I would have liked the same. They chose to go the other route. We'll see if they still make any kind of move overall to try to cement themselves in the International League for the second half of the season as they try to win the East number one, and then we'll see about winning the entire pennant. 610-632-0975. Vic in Northeast next on 97.5. What's up, Vic?
What's going on, Devon?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Hey, man, I think we a little overreacting on the Sixers. We still number two in the East, man. I don't think Kawhi going to Toronto changes anything, to be honest. He don't want to be there. I don't feel like he's going to play to his to like the full potential of being somewhere where he actually wants to be. And that's even if he even plays, because he's supposedly still hurt or whatever the case is. So I don't really feel threatened by Toronto, to be honest.
I do. I do. He's that good. They still have that same bench unit that they had a season ago to help elevate them where they needed to be. They still have Kyle Lowry, who defensively now, when you look at it, too, Vic, DeMar DeRozan, as good as he is an offensive scorer, not so much defensively, where now you have both Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard on the floor with him, where he doesn't have to do so much on the defensive end. Now, you know he's going to be the hard-nosed player that he always has been since we've seen him since high school. But with that said, there's not as much pressure on him to do as much, even though, you know, he and DeMar DeRozan were a good tandem. I don't think there's as much on him with both Green and Leonard now part of the Raptors. So I think they've gotten better.
Yeah, I played against Kyle Lowry, so I know exactly what he's about.
And he's still the same type of player.
Yeah, better. He is. I don't know, man. I just feel like Kawhi, I don't want to be there. I don't think he's going to give him 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you don't want to be somewhere, growing up playing for teams, you had to play for him, but you ain't really want to play for him. You never went, and he's still hurt. I don't think they're a big factor, man. I am a little mad about the Phillies, though, not getting Manny Machado. When I thought we was going to get it, I called Bro on Saturday, and we were both hype about it, and I was just mad, man. I can't believe L.A. snagged another superstar from his LeBron. Now Manny, L.A. is just the place to go, huh?
Well, it appears to be, Vic. Now, in the case of LeBron, he chose Los Angeles. In the case for Manny Machado, that's more on the front office. That's on them to say that, hey, I mean, they went out there, they got it done, and we'll see what the Phillies do after the fact, after the season is over. But right now, I can't blame Manny for going out there. Now, you say if he stays out there, that's totally different. That's something that we will be a little more concerned about, because they did not get him in the building. They did not have the opportunity to convince him to stay. And here we are right now focusing on possibly someone else. Not saying that they couldn't, because they have the money to do so, but you would have liked to, me personally, I would have liked to have them in the building to get that recruiting started. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on both Machado to the Dodgers, not done yet, but almost, and Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors, that is in fact done, how it impacts both the Phillies and the Sixers. And in the Sixers' case, where do you have them now in the Eastern Conference? You had them in the top two. Most people did. Are they now still in the top two, or have they fallen back just slightly, like I believe? 610-632-0975. Quick break. Come right back. We get back on the phones right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Will Carson Wentz be ready to open the season? Can Doug Peterson have another stellar year calling the offense? Eagles training camp is less than a week away, and we're getting you ready for the season with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't.
We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
The Ram Summer Clearance Event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Jason Mertedis for Window Nation. It's almost over. This is the final week of Window Nation's buy one, get one free sale. Your last chance to buy one window, get the next one absolutely free with no limit. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, how about get eight free? That's like buying windows for the front of your house and getting the back windows for free. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. And if you call today, they'll double that to 0% financing for 36 months. That's half your windows free and 3 years at 0%. How else can they sweeten this summer for you? More than free windows and 0% financing? How about two free tickets to Hershey Park? That's right. No matter if you buy from Window Nation or a competitor, the tickets are free. But Window Nation's biggest sale of the season ends this Sunday. Call now for buy one window, get one free with no limit, 0% for 36 months, and two tickets to Hershey Park. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Jason sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and your wallet.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-600-6316. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-600-6316. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-600-6316. 1-800-600-6316.
1-800-GOT-JUNK ads have happy music.
Because we're happy to crawl through your attic
and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere.
All you have to do is point. We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do. We're the original and world's largest full-service junk removal company. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Pain is something we all like to avoid, whether it's at the dentist or at a car dealer where you get the usual drill, which is why you should go to CarSense. It's only our cars that are put through the ringer. Painstakingly inspected and reconditioned with no dings, dents, or scratches. Given a lifetime engine guarantee, a 6-month, 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, and a no-haggle price so good, getting a deal at CarSense is never like pulling teeth. CarSense. It's car sensational.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
It is 7:01 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti takes over then for the Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight. Sam Wilson producing the show. 610-632-0975 as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast, the 6 o'clock hour was brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Again, 610-632-0975. A lot of interaction on Twitter as well. Nick Santangelo jumps in and says, Toronto was always better than the Sixers before this trade. That team would have been in the last two finals if not for LeBron James. Now that they've traded a top 20 player for a top 5 player, the Sixers are the third best team in the East, not the second. I agree where they are right now in third place behind the Toronto Raptors. Not doing much, but not messing up the roster either. Adding Wilson Chandler, nice. Hope that Markelle Fultz, as your top acquisition basically in the offseason, does what we think he should be able to do coming back for year number two, where so many people feel confident in him. Sixers brass, obviously Drew Hanlon, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, on and on and on. All these people coming out publicly stating that they feel good about the progress made by Markelle Fultz, and we'll see how it translates to the floor. And in the Phillies case here with Manny Machado, as he now appears to be headed to the Dodgers, as we found out yesterday before the All-Star game, that, hey, he's going to be there. We'll see what the Phillies do, if they do anything at all, and try to make this run in the second half of the season. Which do you feel the front offices should they have done more? Or should they have done exactly what they did? 610-632-0975. Are you fine with what they've done? Not going out there and overspending. Let's go back to the phones as we go to Lamar in Philly on 97.5. What's up, Mar?
What's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
Not bad, man. Know me, man. You're my guy, and I listen to you all the time, man. And I've been listening to the basketball knowledge for the last year or two, man. But on this point today, I'm totally against you with this Kawhi Leonard thing, man.
Okay.
My thing with Kawhi Leonard is, all you hear is he's a top five player. And in my opinion, I'm not respecting what he is or who he is as a defensive player. But in this league, you're looking at track meets every night where there's no team defense, where teams are lighting up the scoring board. So in this day and time, for me, I'd rather DeMar DeRozan on my team, knowing I'm going to have to probably win a track meet, than a guy that career-wise averaged 14, 15 points.
Yeah, not me. I'm talking about the best two-way player in the game, Lamar, and can put up 20 points a game. As you said, career average, putting up 15, 16. But with who he was playing with Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, he wasn't asked to do that early on. His numbers started to elevate when he started taking on more of the role as the primary scorer, and they kept winning, Lamar. So many people pointed out when game one in the Western Conference Finals last year, people forget they were in the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors, and he busted up his leg because Zaza Pachulia defended him out there in the perimeter, closed out, and he fell on his ankle. Remember? At that point, Kawhi Leonard was playing again the best basketball of his career, where I thought he was the MVP of the league because I was overlooking what Russell Westbrook was doing with all the triple-doubles and the stat chasing and everything. I thought Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, and then Russell Westbrook in that order for me. So listen, I think he's going to have a difference for that team, something that they have not had, and we'll see. I think we're ignoring too, Mar, the impact that Danny Green has as a shooter.
Now, Danny Green is a great shooter, and I'm not taking anything from Danny Green. I'm just saying in this NBA that it just seems like every night you're looking at 125, 119, 131, 125, and I feel like when you take DeMar DeRozan, he may not be the best of defensive players, but this guy's a mid-range killer, and at any given night he can give you 30, 35 points a night. That's just hard for me to let go of.
I'm not saying that DeMar DeRozan doesn't do that stuff, and he's not great at it, and a lot of people don't do it. And Mar, I'm one that says people ignore the mid-range too much while they focus on the three-point line. But with that said, he is Kawhi Leonard, man. Thanks for the call. A top five player in this league. Why everybody was talking about going out there and getting him. Everybody wasn't going out there talking about getting DeMar DeRozan. It would have been a nice pickup. Would have been nice. Difference maker, though, Kawhi Leonard is. If he was coming here, he's a difference maker because he's playing with Simmons and Embiid. I get it. But they still are a very nice team in Toronto. Tom in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Tom?
Yo, what's up, Devon? What's going on?
What's happening, man?
All right, so number one, Machado is the biggest miss that we had.
I agree.
For the simple fact that, like you said earlier, you get him in the building, You have a leg up on everybody else next year to be able to sign him, right? So number two, as far as Toronto being better than the Sixers, it's all going to depend on what Kawhi you get. Do you get Kawhi who's going to throw a hissy fit because he doesn't want to be there, or are you going to get the Kawhi that's just going to go out and ball?
I think he goes out and ball because he took the year off, and what do you? I mean, listen. If you want to go to Los Angeles, you go to Los Angeles. They're going to do it anyway, so he can go stink it up and whatever it might be. But he's still going to get paid. He's still going to be Kawhi Leonard. They're still going to do whatever he needs to do. But he is, from everything we understand, this year, not notwithstanding, he is a prideful player, and I think we've seen it. I think his track record speaks for itself. We're looking at this past year, but the track record says what the track record says.
Well, I did just read an article earlier today saying that there's word out of his camp that he might sit the whole season out.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Because he's just disgruntled.
They already had bad press, Tom. Why are they going to do that again and making it look even worse? Now, to your point, you're right. Now he is basically a crybaby and not being able to speak for himself and letting his uncle and his agent speak for him and ruin the great reputation that he did have, Tom.
Right. And then the other thing is, I feel like the Sixers front office, or lack thereof, pretty much screwed the pooch on this one. Just, I feel like the biggest person they missed out this year was LeBron. Everybody else, I mean, you had a Wayne Ellington out there you could put on your bench. You had a bunch of players that
lost Bellizia. Now Wayne Ellington looked really good.
He looks like he would be fantastic on the bench. And then the other was giving up Mikal Bridges, who everybody in this city wanted on him on this team. All for a Chicago Bulls pick?
Miami Heat pick.
That might not turn into anything.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you traded him for Zaire Smith, or for Zaire, who can't shoot, on the hopes to use that pick to trade for somebody who you're not going to be able to trade for.
Well, you better hope
when
Markelle Fultz.
You could have gotten a bunch of smaller guys that will fill out the bench.
I hear you, and give you a better bench overall where your rotation is so much better. Well, you better hope Markelle Fultz is Markelle Fultz like.
Right. That's right now
your big acquisition, Tom. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. You just hope that that's what he does. Hope that's what he does. And I agree. Again, the Phillies are the ones I felt I wanted to see that one happen. Maybe it's because it is in season. Maybe so. Maybe. But I don't think so. And Jeremy jumps in at Untouchable 1953. Wait, did this dude really say he would rather have DeRozan over Kawhi? And he has at least 20 emojis of the laughing with the tears. Yes, Jeremy, that's what he said. I laugh with you. 610-632-0975. What else do we have here? I'd like to share some stuff on Twitter as well. Daryl Payton says on Twitter, Toronto's a team willing to start a complete teardown. They got off of DeRozan's contract and started the process of clearing the deck if he leaves, meaning if Kawhi Leonard leaves. That's what it took of all the teams in the league, basically a team willing to start over. That's how Kawhi was valued. Well, he was valued that way because he has the one-year contract. If he had 2 years, I think way more, Daryl, people would have jumped in and tried to hitch their wagon to Kawhi Leonard and have the services of him for 2 years, and then you have a two-year head start on trying to convince him. Fred in South Philly joins us on 97.5. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, Devon, how you doing, man? Big fan.
Thank you, man.
So, one thing is, I mean, I was just listening
And the guy trying to say that DeMar DeRozan is comparable to Kawhi Leonard, I mean, I don't know where that came from. The guy, you were right on the head. But the thing is, I think that factored in to ownership kind of not jumping all hands on deck. Is, do you think that the Andrew Bynum stuff kind of had them feel a little flaky about going all in with assets for a superstar that's coming off an injury? Or am I just kind of connecting the dots, something that's not there?
Well, I mean, I think you're right to connect the dots, but with that and us, of course, knowing exactly what they know, that the Andrew Bynum thing didn't work out and they were part of that when he first got here acquiring Andrew Bynum, they wanted a star. You're right to do it, but I don't think really it had anything to do with it. I think this was a separate case, Freddie, that they looked at, realized what was going on, and yes, they had the intel on him because they have the relationship, and someone pointed out earlier that we are all wrong with our thoughts. This is Jock was saying how we all always wrong about the inside track and all that stuff. You can't ignore the fact that they know the guy and they have a relationship with the Spurs, but to that point, that does not always work in your favor. And in this case, Masai Ujiri does have a relationship, but he gave up the best package because they have a different outlook later on, Fred, where I just read Daryl's tweet of they are taking this last shot where the Sixers are trying to go for another 10-year run here, where Toronto's run appears to be over, and this is their last look at it. So I wouldn't compare the Bynum thing and say that they were worried about that, but you're not wrong in at least thinking that that could potentially cross their mind when they're deciding on making a move like this.
Right. And then another thing I was thinking of, too, I mean, I don't know how Toronto thinks they're going to re-sign Kawhi. I mean, his biggest thing,
he's out.
His pain point, is that he can't trust ownership after the way they treated his injury. At least that's what I'm reading. And then they completely, you know, flipped the script on DeMar DeRozan a week after telling him, hey, no shot you're going to be in any of these trade talks that are coming up. And then next week he's on the road to San Antonio.
Yeah, but I think that's just more business than anything, than the weird stuff with the medical part of it. They're just, to your point, it's just that he just wants to go back to L.A., Freddie. Everything that we read, he's going to Los Angeles. And even right now, where the reports come out, Fred, thanks for the call, man, and the kind words, that he has no interest, no desire, I think the quote was, no desire, the tweet came out from Chris Haynes, to stay in Toronto. No desire. I don't know what they're going to do about free agents after he leaves and Kyle Lowry finishes his career out there. Maybe after the 1 year he moves on. I don't know what they're going to do. Because as much as I like DeLon Wright and Fred VanVleet and OG Anunoby, players of that caliber, as much as I like them, they're not necessarily going to draw stars to Toronto. They're going to have to draft or trade for someone and then try to convince them that Toronto is the place to be in Canada. So I don't know what they're going to do, but guess what? It's not the Sixers' problem. Their problem right now is, where do they now fit in the Eastern Conference? 610-632-0975. Where do they fit? Because right now, I think they're right behind Toronto in the Eastern Conference now. Devon Givens with you until 9, the Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight, 610-632-0975. Let's not forget about the Manny Machado stuff that we've been talking about with the Dodgers. Appears to be all but done. A few snags that they have to get over, a couple of hurdles, but it looks like things are going to be fine. They're going to get 5 players back from the Dodgers. Machado goes to L.A., he's a rental, according to Jason Stark, and we'll see how it plays out at the end of the year when the Phillies again have an opportunity to go out there and try to sign him. Matt and King of Prussia next on the Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Devon, how's it going?
Good.
So listen, I'm a numbers geek, okay? That's what I do for a living. Middleton has said that he's willing to pay luxury tax to put together a championship team. He's been adamant about going after Harper and Machado. I think there's a way they can do it and minimize the tax that unless you look at the numbers, people can't conceive how that can happen. But, you know, luxury tax, $200 million, anything over $200 million, you pay a tax on, right? Philly's got a salary right now this year of $120. Next year, I believe 20 of that comes off because of retained salaries, like AKA the Cole Hamels deal that we're still paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you take that $100 million, inflate it by 30%,
for current players that need, you know, arbitration deals, new salaries, whatnot, that gets you to 130. You add on Machado and Harper at $40 million each. That puts you up to 210. Another player here or there that gets you about 220. Your luxury tax is about $4 or $5 million. In 2 years, Santana and what's his name? The pitcher. It's Arrieta come off. You take that money, you flip that to Nola and Hoskins, right? Then in 3 years, all these so-called prospects that we didn't want to get rid of should be MLB ready. And you can foreseeably for, you know, $40 million for 10 years, for 6 to 7 of those 10 years, maintain a small luxury tax of $4 to $6 million by maintaining salaries around that 220 to 230 mark. And you have a lineup now that has Harper and Machado in it with Hoskins. You know, Kingery signed for several years, so Kingery's in there. You can foreseeably afford both of those players and minimize your luxury tax where you're not paying $15, $20 million like the Yankees and the Dodgers are, but you're paying $4 or $5 million a year and have a phenomenal lineup that would just crush the ball.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun?
I mean, it can be done.
So it can be. No, I know. I know it can be done. Now, will they do both? Will they do? We'll find out. But you certainly, at least, Matt, you want them to make sure they go out there and acquire one of them. Now, you get the one done. I'm sure, as you pointed out, all that stuff, they lay it all out. They say, this is the game plan. Let's go acquire both. If we don't acquire both, we have to come away with one.
And I think they'll go for Machado first. I think that's
as they should.
Really love it. And I believe if they go from, I think Harper at free agency, unless he signs with Washington right away, he'll play the game. He's a Boris client. He'll play the game for a little bit. But I think if the Phillies sign Machado and then they turn around and go to Boris and say, we're going to give your guy $40 million a year for 10 years. And he looks at it and says, people in this city against I called back several weeks ago and said, we're in the Eagles hangover because the Eagles won. Every
right.
team in this city has to win. People fail to forget that we are a 50-plus win team at the All-Star break for a team that should have only won 70 games this year. If we can go out and win the NL East, you're going to have somebody like a Harper and Machado are going to go, wait a minute, this team was supposed to be nothing, and they won. And if I go there, we're now World Series contenders, and we can win it. You're not winning a World Series this year, so I'm okay with Machado not coming here because I don't think any team in the NL is going to beat the AL powerhouses this year. I just don't think it's happening.
Sure.
But you can foreseeably afford both players, keep the current roster you have, adding some pieces, getting rid of some bad players, bringing in some better players, and keep your luxury tax to a minimum, and then you have a lineup and a pitching staff that for the next 2 to 3 years is phenomenal, and then when some of these older players get bumped out, your newer players, your younger players, like your Sixto and everybody else, should be ready to come
should
up.
Should be ready to roll.
And you just
Absolutely.
Recycle that young talent.
Gotcha.
And you're good to go.
Absolutely, man. Listen, great breakdown, Matt. Really appreciate it. Just to catch up, too, Ken Rosenthal on Twitter says about 13 minutes ago, Machado has been notified. Deal is official. Orioles getting Diaz, Kramer, Banyan, Pop, and Valera. And there you have it. There you have it. Diaz was Los Angeles's number 4 prospect. Banyan, third baseman, was 27. Kramer, right-handed pitcher, was 28. Pop, 26-year-old, is high A. And Valero is a 26-year-old second baseman who has seen time in the majors this season. So there you have it. Again, according to Ken Rosenthal, it appears to be official. Right now, where Manny Machado is aware and has been notified that this is done. And he is now a member of the L.A. Dodgers. That, according to Ken Rosenthal of MLB and The Athletic and Fox Sports. 610-632-0975. David in Allentown joins us on 97.5. What's up, Dave?
Hey, thanks for the show, man.
Oh, thank you.
I still wanted to talk about the Sixers. I'm kind of disappointed. I kind of agree with you. They're number 3 right now for me.
Right.
And just getting back to maybe the free agents that are left. Let's just say they don't make any trades. I feel like they gotta try to find somebody for their backup power forward spot since they lost out on that guy.
Letia.
I was looking at the list. I mean, all right. So I just wanted to get your feedback. There's Beasley out there. Noah Vonleh. And then other positions. Crawford, Smart, Hood, and Wade. And I don't know how much money they got left, but I was wondering to get your feedback on if they can get possibly one or maybe even two of these guys, or if there's any other free agents that you think they should go for.
Well, I wouldn't really do anything at this point, Dave. I would just go status quo. They're going to make sure they fill out the training camp roster, but I think you have enough flexibility now adding Wilson Chandler at that swing forward position where you can play both the three and the four. So you can, I think you have enough flexibility there with those guys. And Ben Simmons can defend fours. We've seen it already.
Sure.
Wilson Chandler can defend fours. The same with Sharich and Covington. They'll both be able to do that. So I wouldn't necessarily go out there and do it. The one name that I wish was still available was Wayne Ellington. And unfortunately, he did sign with the Miami Heat, 6.4, I believe it was, for his return to Miami 1 year. I thought that would have been a nice addition to the roster. Because of his outside shooting, which is really why they signed Bealitzia, and unfortunately now he's speaking with the Sacramento Kings. So I would stand pat, Dave, and just run with it. Any of those names that you mentioned, out of those names, I guess the only one really would be Michael Beasley, but let me tell you, man, Brett Brown does not want to deal with personalities, if you will, like that. Just from being around, and thanks for the call, Dave. Really appreciate it. Being around the team and knowing people around the team, he doesn't necessarily like to deal with those types of personalities. I think we all understand what I mean when I say personalities with Michael Beasley. He's somebody who can be a little combative at times, have too much of a voice, and et cetera. And part of the reason why Jared Bayless was on the bench a lot of the times and never saw the floor, outside of the fact that he didn't shoot the greatest or play the greatest, when he did get his minutes, he has a voice. And, Brett just likes to coach. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on both Machado to L.A., Ken Rosenthal said it's official, and Kawhi Leonard to Toronto, DeMar DeRozan to the Spurs. That is official, we know. How do you feel about both of your front offices and what they did and did not do by acquiring these two stars for our respective teams here in the area? 610-632-0975. And with the Sixers, do they now fall to 3 in the Eastern Conference? I say yes. We talk about it on the other side here on the Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DENG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, The Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on The Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, get out of the summer heat into the luxury of a brand new Mercedes-Benz. You deserve it. If you're shopping for a car, get to the top of the heat. Make it in Mercedes, because now through July 31st, you can check out the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. You'll find great lease offers on almost every Mercedes model. If you're looking for a sedan, the 2018 CLA 250 Coupe, just $319 a month for 36 months with only $3,767 due at signing. Now, if you're looking for an SUV, lease the 2018 GLC 300. I'm in that right now. Just $429 a month for 36 months with $4,213 down. Mercedes-Benz Summer Event ends July 31st, so don't miss it. Get to one of the Mercedes dealerships that I go to. Mercedes-Benz, Fort Washington. Mercedes-Benz Westchester or Mercedes-Benz Atlantic City. See, with three dealerships, they can offer clients the selection and buying power that no other Mercedes dealer can. Go on a test drive today. It'll be the best car shopping experience you've ever had. The Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. It's now through July 31st at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, and Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof, so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before. Get lost in space in your own backyard. Whoa. Watch a series of unfortunate events during a
flat tire. That's unfortunate.
Yay.
You could even catch up on Santa Clarita Diet over a big, juicy steak. Only at T-Mobile. Watch your favorite shows and movies in more places than ever before without paying more on your phone, tablet, or TV. Get an unlimited family plan with Netflix on us. And right now, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Hi there. This is Julie Bloom, a deputy editor on the national desk at the New York Times. Our journalists are committed to exploring stories from every angle, without fear or favor, because it takes facts to fully understand the issues shaping our nation and the world. By using firsthand accounts, vivid photography, and informative graphics, we're delivering the full story in formats that fit your life. The truth demands our attention. Read, watch, and listen at nytimes.com/truth.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Score big all month long with the best deals at Murray Kia. Head to Murray Kia today and check out the all-new 2018 Kia Stinger. Shop Murray Kia in Conshohocken at murraykia.com. Hurry into Murray for America's best value summer event.
Sports talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
7:30, 97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens, Sam Wilson producing the show. Here with you until 9 o'clock, where our guy takes over the Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight, as always, Monday through Friday. No D&G. Jeff is on vacation. Back at it next week. We'll all be back in our regular spots next week. Jeff and I, and of course, Joe Torti. The training camp is about to get underway. So that's going to be fun to get ready to talk some football as they get ready to get things underway and defend their Super Bowl title. So it's going to be interesting. And one of the things we haven't mentioned since the very top of the show, that in this Kawhi Leonard portion of things, and we're still talking, of course, Manny Machado, we're talking Kawhi Leonard part, Zach Lowe and his story as breaking down the trade and how things went, Boston and the Sixers missing out on acquiring Leonard. They asked for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And that's where conversations were pretty much stopping and saying, yeah, we're not doing that. And I'm not doing that either. Now, it's not popular to say that you would trade either of those two for Kawhi Leonard. But if you did have to trade one, some lean Simmons, some lean Embiid. And I understand where you say, okay, move on from Embiid because he has the history of the injuries. And then Brian Westbrook, who always talks about it being the history of now big men being extinct in the NBA, except for this dude is different, which we always argue with B. West. Love those conversations. And the lineups that you could put out there of Simmons. And the whole point back then was if you get LeBron James, then you get Kawhi Leonard. And now you're talking about if you have to trade Kawhi Leonard, trade Joel Embiid for Kawhi Leonard, you're looking at a lineup of Simmons and Leonard and James and Covington and Šarić and maybe some other athletic guys out there where your lineup is just nuts because it's all switchable and they're all over 6'7" and all of that kind of stuff. But that's where you might have to look at the other side and say, nah, we'll probably have to move on from Simmons because Embiid is the one. I don't want to move on to either one of them. If you get Kawhi Leonard, you keep both of them and you run with that as your trio, your big three. And that would be fun. So they asked for both of those two, one or the other, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And the Sixers were right, though, with the 1 year on the contract and it looking like Kawhi Leonard only wants to be in Los Angeles to turn down any conversations that started with Simmons or Embiid. You can't move them guys. 610-632-0975. How do you feel about the front offices of both the Sixers and the Phillies? Do you think they did the right thing by standing pat and not going overboard with what they did or didn't do in acquiring Machado or Kawhi Leonard? Let's go back to the phones and Brandon in Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, what's up, man? First time caller. Always listen,
man. Oh, thanks, man.
I've been listening and listening and listening. But it's time to talk.
Let's talk. I appreciate it.
First of all, why is everybody worried about the Sixers? And it's still a process. Where is the panic coming from? You say they're third. I think the Sixers are the team to beat in the East. You know why? Everybody talk about Gordon. Gordon is not going to be good for another year or two for that ankle. I sprained my ankle. I play basketball. It's going to take him a minute to come back. We don't know what the Kyrie is going to be. You understand me? People act like the Boston Celtics blew the Sixers out. If it wasn't for a couple coaching errors and a couple plays here, the Sixers would have been playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Boston Celtics didn't really beat the Sixers. The Sixers beat themselves, and the coach wasn't prepared properly in order to take care of Boston Celtics. So all this panic, oh, we didn't get Kawhi, we didn't get LeBron, is upside. It's only upside we can look. Fultz, that's where it all depends on. I believe he'll be a superstar in this league. And please stop panicking. I think we're the team to beat in the East. To hell with Boston and everybody else. The 76ers is the, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan, but I'm telling you from what I see. Remember what I said that?
I'll remember it, Brandon, because I think that we disagree. And while I'm not panicking, I'm saying that they can still make some moves by the trade deadline and especially next summer. I'm not moving on the Kawhi thing and LeBron. We understand really that was a lot of the family decision. I do disagree with you. Boston was a better basketball team. Yes, the Sixers should have won games in that series. They did not.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Brown should not have got outcoached by Brad Stevens if he won those games. He did. All of those things actually happened. So based on what we saw, it's a fact. But the Gordon Hayward thing, fine. You broke your ankle, and I understand that. It takes some time. He has certain doctors that help him get back that you or I are not privy to as a professional athlete to come back and be maybe not what he was, but what he was an all-star. So even taking a step down from a normal Gordon Hayward, Boston is not asking him to have to come back right away and be the all-star Gordon Hayward because they have the luxury of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, on and on and on. That is a team overall, and they're not going to be overly reliant on that one player. And to your point about Kyrie Irving also, Brandon, he is going to be fine. Now, the knees, who knows? He always finds a way to play through it and be Kyrie Irving. He's going to be a heck of a player again this year, and Boston is clearly the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. It's no shame in being top three, B. It's no shame at all. Thanks for the call. It's about, all right, I'm top three, but I don't want to be three. I need to be one. How do I get there? It's about being smart and doing that. And right now, the LeBron James thing and the Paul George situation, you missed out because they chose other destinations. The Kawhi Leonard portion of it is I was with them basically because I'm not going out there and giving up too much for him to leave later on. I understand that the window is open. I don't know how much is going to change in the Eastern Conference player-wise where now the Sixers are worried that they cannot be the top team in the East. They have to worry about Boston, Milwaukee, and Indiana and all that. That's who they're going to have to worry about for years to come. But I don't think anyone is going to come East from the West where their panic, as Brandon is talking about, is going to now be in the minds of a lot of people. They're still going to be at the very top. It's about making sure your guys are locked in and then going out adding the right piece when it's time. We thought it was time now. Things turned out where it went the other way. The adjustment now has to be made. Whether it's Jimmy Butler right now, trade deadline, someone else, next free agent marking period, or trade someone else. Right now, they are who they are. They are good. We want them to be great. Can they come back? Expectations are high. Expectations are high. They need to do something later on. Right now, I think they're okay, but they have been passed by Toronto. 610-632-0975. Jim in Cherry Hill joins us on 97.5.
I really love your show. Great show.
Thank you, Jim.
I like to go way back. I go way back. This is to show you how an owner can destroy a team. But I'm going back to maybe you never heard of these guys. Connie Mack, remember Connie Mack?
Sure.
All right. Well, when he sold Lefty Grove, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, he sold them all to Boston. Now, take another way of looking at things. Red Auerbach saw something when he got Bill Russell. He traded Easy Ed McCauley and Cliff Hagin to St. Louis because at that particular time, the St. Louis owner, Ben Kerner, did not want any people of color. So there you can take two opposite directions. Now, my direction about the Sixers, I'm from upstate Pennsylvania, and I used to come down to Philadelphia all the time, New York to see games all the time with my parents, my grandparents. We remember the time when everybody upstate Pennsylvania hated the Philadelphia teams, but they loved the Giants, they loved the Dodgers, they loved the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly Frank Robinson went to Cincinnati, so we liked Cincinnati. Then he went to Baltimore, and we all liked Baltimore. But one thing about Philadelphia, we say up there, is it because of the fans in Philadelphia that players do not want to come to Philadelphia? We've heard this many, many times. I hear it now in businesses and all people talk. Who wants to play in Philly because of the fans? And they talk about that 700 level in football where I don't need to tell you about that. But when's the last time Philadelphia made a trade or not made a trade, got a big free agent that wanted to come here?
Well, that's a good question, Jim. Thanks for the call. Who was the last one that was acquired by the Sixers or the Phillies, the Eagles. Well, you acquired, free agent-wise, Alshon Jeffrey. He signed his contract. Jay Ajayi, I'm sure, big in-season trade. And if he hit the market, I'm sure that he would probably want to stay here, especially after winning the Super Bowl. So those are two right now that jumped off the top of my head for me. Jim, thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. How do you feel about the front offices and what they didn't do when it comes to Machado and Kawhi Leonard right now? Neither in Philadelphia, but it doesn't mean that they can't do something later on. Your thoughts overall right here on The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DNG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down. Going
down. If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore. Turn it up. Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-900-9654. That's 800-900-9654. 800-900-9654. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
If your car's AC isn't keeping you cool, here's three common causes for all the hot air. Refrigerant leaks, hot air. Bad compressor, hot air. Failed fuse, relay, or switch. Yep, hot air. I'm Pep Boys Area Director Wendy Rosasco. And when your AC is making you even hotter, you need a pro to fix it fast.
Now let the Pep Boys pros check your AC system for free. Even coolers save 20% off any AC repair service. Ends July 29th, only at Pep Boys. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
1-800-GOT-JUNK-ADS have happy music.
Because we're happy to crawl through your attic
and dig through your basement. We make junk disappear.
Anytime.
Anywhere. All you have to do is point. We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
We're the original
and world's largest
full-service junk removal company.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Well, in the current sports landscape, we are becoming more knowledgeable about the dangers of concussion, CTE, and their connection to traumatic brain injuries. Now, what many of us aren't aware of is the effect that brain injuries can have on everyday people as well. And my buddy John Curdisco of the personal injury law firm Curdisco & Sale recently informed me that one of the leading causes of brain injuries, motorcycle accidents. That's right. Automobiles, cyclists, and pedestrians can be affected too, many of which have been injured by no fault of their own. Now, we're talking about life-changing symptoms here. Headaches, irritability, inability to sleep, difficulty concentrating. Many of these effects may be permanent. Sadly, not recognizing these symptoms creates more opportunities for tragedy. So if you or someone you love has been in a serious accident and is experiencing the symptoms of a brain injury, don't ignore it. Contact Curtis Cohen Sale, the law firm that truly understands these kind of injuries and how to help you fight for justice. Learn more about accident, injuries, and what to do at CurtisCoSale.com. That's CurtisCoSale.com.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, and Xfinity. And don't miss the Fanatic Bikini Beach being created by Elite Landscaping in Berlin, New Jersey. Visit them at EliteLandscaping.com.
Right now, no Machado, no Leonard, but things still move on for your Philadelphia teams. 610-632-0975. It's not over. It's not over. Sixers are still good standing in the Eastern Conference, although I do believe that they are right now behind the Raptors. So far, a couple of people on the phones disagree. Some even on Twitter disagree. But then you have a nice amount that also feel the same way because you do add a top five player. We are all assuming that he's going to be healthy. So if that's the case, then yes, they are a better team because they were the number one team in the Eastern Conference. You subtract DeMar DeRozan and the amount of points that he gave you offensively. And we're not ignoring how important that was. But when you look at, again, the fact that you bring in a two-way player who is arguably the best in the NBA, you improve your team, and you bring in Danny Green. Danny Green has not been the same for the last couple of years like he was back when they were going to the finals, and he had that one finals year, I believe, was it 14? I can't remember. But he was nuts. He couldn't miss. Couldn't miss. And DeRozan averaged 22 a game, let me see, 22 a game in the postseason, 23 a game in the regular season. Obviously solid numbers. He was fantastic this year. He was an all-star again. Very, very good. You bring in Kawhi Leonard, a two-way player, and Danny Green with his defense and outside shooting. Your defense is better overall, which you think helps the team overall with that bench that comes in and to do what they do. Their starting lineup is Lowry, Green, Leonard, Ibaka, Valanciunas. While we may not be in love with the 4 and 5 positions, first of all, it's not our problem. That's their problem. But 4 and 5 positions, they're still good. And then when they do take Valanciunas out, while Poeltl was very good as a backup, okay, he's not there. But then you bring in Ibaka and put him at the 5, and Siakam slides to the 4, and OG Anunoby comes in. They have a lot of switchable stuff. They're going to be good. And I think people, we have to pay attention to the Raptors. You cannot overlook the Raptors. It's going to be tough. Joe in Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Joey?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Divine? Great show. I always like coming to you and listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad that Kawhi Leonard didn't come here.
Okay, why?
Because he's in love with L.A. He's going to the Clippers.
Sure.
Or he might even go to the Lakers, no matter what. He's going back to West Coast, and so be it. You know, he wants to be happy out there. I don't care what we do short of winning the championship. you know, would keep him here. And the other thing is, I think that the Sixers do themselves a disservice in not finding a general manager, because I think around the league we still have the smell of the Colangelo mess, and I don't think players want to be associated with a team that doesn't have its ducks in order.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that's a
big problem with attracting players here. And another thing, I know you don't really you're not really a fan of Rashawn Holmes, but
no, I like Rashawn Holmes. I just think people overvalue what he is.
Okay, I think this guy on the right team, this guy would be a budding all-star. On the right team, because he
type of team? So you're saying the Sixers lack something that's not taking advantage of his skill set. What are they missing to take advantage of that?
Well, I think this like he doesn't fit into the philosophy of the offense that Brent Brown likes to employ. He's an inside guy. He can get you the inside highlights and everything. But Brent Brown likes the pace of space and threes, and you know, just shoot threes from your big guys. And I feel as though they're doing this guy a disservice. They should have cut him. And I'm a big fan of his. I would like to see him go somewhere where he can show the NBA this is what Rashawn Holmes can do.
Well, Joe, here's where I disagree. I like Rashawn Holmes again. I think he, number one, has no offensive moves. He's reliant on everyone else to get him off in terms of offensively getting his buckets. He has to also offensive rebound to get his stuff. So Brett Brown would like to move him around and get him some lobs back door, maybe some of that pick and roll action, some dives to the basket to make it easy on him where you don't put too much on him and have him be a negative player on the floor. Joe, thanks for the call. He's great with the pace and space because he can run the floor. A lot of people at that size cannot keep up with him. So, Joe, I think he is right for the Sixers offense overall. And I do believe that they use him properly. It's up to him, though, to take that next step. Maybe we're asking him to do stuff that he just simply is not capable of doing right now at year number 3 for Rashawn Holmes. Nice player. I like him as a rotational player, but I think people don't understand what, when I say I want Amir Johnson on the floor, or I agree with Brett Brown in this case, I trust him more on the floor than I do Rashawn Holmes to not make mistakes. Stan and Broomall next on the Fanatic. What's up, Stan?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? It's always a pleasure, my man.
My man, always.
Yeah, so, you know, I agree to a degree on what the last caller just said. I think we're too much on that, a guy wants to only go here type of thing. You got to remember, it's a year away. Now, I'll tell you what, him going to Toronto doesn't help our chances, only from the standpoint, if he was here, you could have showed him, you know, the culture and, you know, how much he'd be embraced and all that. And then maybe he might not want to leave the area, but.
I don't think he worries like Paul George worries. You know how they say when Paul George made his decision that Paul George doesn't. He said it himself during that ESPN thing he had, where he said, I want to make everybody happy. Durant, the same thing. He was worried about what other people thought, and now he's trying to not feel that way. I don't think Kawhi Leonard cares. He wants to go to Los Angeles, and while he might feel loved here in Philadelphia, he's not worried about that stuff. He's just simply worried about being happy, himself being happy.
But my thing is, I feel like as an organization, sometimes you just got to pull the trigger. Now, I understand them not wanting to give up Simmons and Beaton. I just read a couple of reports saying that the Spurs were targeting those two players.
Yes.
Okay, that's an absolute not. Okay, that's fine. And if that's the case, then you got to applaud Brett Brown because you might have some GMs around the league that might have actually done that deal. So I'm not mad at that, at him not pulling the trigger if Embiid and Simmons was on there, and even Fultz to a lesser degree because we still have yet to see what he can actually do. But, you know, this whole love that a lot of people have for a guy like Sharks, and I know I keep harping on it, and I'm just like, sometimes if you need to get a player of the caliber of Kawhi Leonard, you got to pull that trigger because otherwise you become stagnant and you become what the Toronto Raptors have been for the last few years, which is a really good team, but then you just fall short for whatever reason, whether it's just you ran into LeBron, that bus all, because our bus all could be Boston. What if we keep getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and Boston keeps bouncing?
Yeah, absolutely right.
And my thing about it is I think Embiid and Simmons and maybe even Fultz, they might do what they're supposed to, but your other parts around you, because you saw how exposed Bellinelli and J.J. Redick, you know, are getting exposed from that wing position. Because guys like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, they were killing the Sixers. Like, they had no answers for them. Even though Embiid might be putting up 30 points and 17 rebounds. You know, Al Horford is giving them 20, and then Terry Rozier is killing Bellinelli, who can't do anything on the other end. So I'm saying to myself, although I get why people are saying that, I think we fall in love too much with the, homegrown.
I agree. You got to do it sometimes. This one, I thought Stanley did the right thing. Thanks for the call, as always, by not doing that and simply playing the game the right way here and not offering Embiid and Simmons, obviously, but not doing too much either because Kawhi Leonard is going to Los Angeles. 610-632-0975. Surprise, not a lot more Manny Machado calls. We can still get into that on the other side if you would like. I still want to talk that. And certainly Sixers, as we head to 9 o'clock, we're getting ready for the 8 o'clock hour right here on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic. We are less than a week away from Eagles training camp. Keep it on The Fanatic as we get you ready for football with the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Pal, Adam Schefter, Jaws, Tim McManus, Trey Thomas, and more. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, get out of the summer heat into the luxury of a brand new Mercedes-Benz. You deserve it. If you're shopping for a car, get to the top of the heat. Make it in Mercedes, because now through July 31st, you can check out the Mercedes-Benz summer event. You'll find great lease offers on almost every Mercedes model. If you're looking for a sedan, the 2018 CLA 250 Coupe, just $319 a month for 36 months with only $3,767 due at signing. Now, if you're looking for an SUV, lease the 2018 GLC 300. I'm in that right now. Just $429 a month for 36 months with $4,213 down. Mercedes-Benz summer event ends July 31st, so don't miss it. Get to one of the Mercedes dealerships that I go to. Mercedes-Benz, Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz Atlantic City. See, with three dealerships, they can offer clients the selection and buying power that no other Mercedes dealer can. Go on a test drive today. It'll be the best car shopping experience you've ever had. The Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. It's now through July 31st at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, and Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
Oh, that pizza did a number on my stomach.
When you had indigestion,
girl, try this new Pepto-Bismol with Ultra Coating. It's so soothing, it's like wrapping your stomach in a comforting pink coat that'll make you feel better fast.
Ultra Coating.
Try new Pepto-Bismol with Ultra Coating today.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your B-A-C-K. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty, you'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures. New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Saturday at Citizens Bank Park, it's Phillies Photo Day pregame. Arrive before the 7:05 Padres game and snap photos of all your favorite players. Order tickets now at Phillies.com. Don't miss your chance for another great Kids Run the Bases, courtesy of Nemours. It happens postgame Wednesday, July 25th against the Dodgers. Game time, 12:35. Order tickets at Phillies.com.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitus for Window Nation. It's almost over. This is the final week of Window Nation's buy one, get one free sale. Your last chance to buy one window, get the next one absolutely free with no limit. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, how about get eight free? That's like buying windows for the front of your house and getting the back windows for free. Plus, get 0% financing for 18 months. And if you call today, they'll double that to 0% financing for 36 months. That's half your windows free and 3 years at 0%. How else can they sweeten this summer for you? More than free windows and 0% financing? How about two free tickets to Hershey Park? That's right. No matter if you buy from Window Nation or a competitor, the tickets are free. But Window Nation's biggest sale of the season ends this Sunday. Call now for buy one window, get one free with no limit, 0% for 36 months, and two tickets to Hershey Park. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Jason sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and your wallet.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Magster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. As Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
All right, it's the 8 o'clock hour, 97.5 The Fanatic, which is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. Sam Wilson producing the show, Devon Givens with you until 9. Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight every night right here on The Fanatic, and that's the same thing for tonight. So make sure you guys stick around for that as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Speaking about both the situations with the Phillies and the Sixers, as it appears now that they've missed out on both targets that we thought that the Sixers were really, really in a solid run for Kawhi Leonard if they wanted to do it. Brett Brown said they were star hunting. And one of the stars was Kawhi Leonard that we thought, and they certainly put their hat in the ring for him. They did not wind up with him, as he is now a member of the Toronto Raptors. DeMar DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl with a 2019 top 20 protected pick goes to San Antonio. Danny Green now goes to Toronto to shoot some threes and play some defense with the Toronto Raptors and Kyle Lowry along with Kawhi Leonard. So they are a better team, in my opinion. Asking you guys, where do the Sixers stand in the Eastern Conference with this move? How does it impact the East? I say that they are now behind the Toronto Raptors with this move. And, I mean, people seem frustrated when I say that and like it's a bad thing. I mean, we're still talking about a top three team potentially in the Eastern Conference, hopefully being better than that with your best acquisition this offseason, possibly being Markelle Fultz. So we'll see how that all plays out. And then with the Philadelphia Phillies missing out on Machado, it is now official where Manny Machado is a member of the LA Dodgers. Jason Stark says some interesting things with Mike Missanelli this afternoon. And part of the thing that he said that piqued my interest was it's a rental for the LA Dodgers. He's going to hit the free agent market, and the Phillies do have money. We already knew that stuff, but hearing that it's a rental, quite possibly might not happen for them in keeping the services of Machado after the year is done in LA. He could potentially still come back east with the Phillies offering a nice amount of money to join the Phillies next season and really kickstart this thing. And hopefully this team, if they don't make a move right now, any other move. They still make the postseason, make some noise, and draw that interest from those free agents like Manny Machado, Bryce Harper. We've talked about him a little bit. So it's going to be interesting, and we've been asking how, your thoughts on both teams, what they did and didn't do in terms of adding to their teams, or do you feel like they did the right thing and not overpaying in both cases of Machado, Kawhi Leonard? How do you feel? 610-632-0975. And again, in the Sixers case, it's the offseason still. The offseason is not done in terms of acquisitions and such around the league. But Nemanja Bjelica bails out on the Sixers yesterday. Now we hear a report that with Europe, I think it was David Pick. If you don't follow David Pick on Twitter, he does all the EuroLeague stuff, breaks a lot of news and has great information, says that the Europe stuff dried up for Bjelica, where he thought he was going to go play over there, and the money wasn't right. And the 4.4 that the Sixers were in agreement with Bjelica, he thought that that was a little undervalued for what he wanted, and therefore thought he could cash in overseas. Not the case. Now, Sacramento is calling, and he's in conversations with them, according to Shams Charania, who also, by the way, is going to be a free agent in the offseason. His contract is up, almost up, and it appears Yahoo is not going to extend and re-up Shams Charania, the wonder kid, in breaking all this news. So we'll see what happens with him, right? That's some big free agent news in the NBA as well. But with that said, the Sixers are where they are right now, and I think they've taken a step back. Not their own doing, really. I mean, they didn't do much by adding Chandler. Hopefully, Fultz steps up, drafting Smith and Shamet. We'll see what happens with those players as things get underway. But right now, I think that adding Kawhi Leonard, a top five player, replacing a top 20 player in DeMar DeRozan with that top five player, to go along with Danny Green, who plays both ways as well, outside shooter, can defend three positions in the NBA, I think they are better. I really do, and I think that they have leapfrogged the Sixers right now where they are number two. The Sixers are now bunched up with Washington, Milwaukee, and Indiana from 3, 4, 5, and 6. So it's going to be an interesting NBA season, and let's see if the Sixers do anything else overall before things get underway. We've heard about rumors where Jimmy Butler's unhappy in Minnesota. Does he get moved? On and on and on with some other players. We'll see if they do go and try to fill Bjelica's position with another one-year player. Michael Beasley, his name is out there. Noah Vonleh, I'm not a big fan of his. But we'll see if they decide to go elsewhere now and fill the vacated spot now left by Bjelica out there on the free agent market. 610-632-0975. Again, here with you until 9. Joe Torti Show from 9 to midnight. The great Sam Wilson producing the show. You guys on the phones and on Twitter. I promise we'll get to more Twitter stuff as well. Right now, though, Sean in Harrisburg has been waiting patiently. We have to get to Sean right now on the Fanatic. Sean, what's going on?
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks
and
for
I want to say, whoever the young lady was taking the phone calls, she did a fantastic
Sam
job.
Sam Wilson is great. Thank you.
Fantastic. But the whole thing I'm trying to get to right now is, why do you need the big three? I can give you four of the big twos that won the titles. And I can go back to 83 with the Sixers, Moses, Dr. J. And I can say Shaq and Kobe. They had a bunch of role players, maybe some Hall of Famers on there in their older years, but and then you had David Robinson and Duncan, and you had Isaiah and Joe Dumars. They all won titles.
Here's the difference.
Role players.
When you say that, while you're absolutely right, Sean, history is what the history is. We saw it. The league has now gone to either three or four stars. So in order to compete, while Simmons and Embiid are great, and I did a show showing last week where I was asking people, how are they, you know, not paying attention? Obviously, we're paying attention, but we're ignoring and forgetting how good they are. You have to have at least three, Sean, right now to compete in the league if you want to win a title.
Okay, I can understand that. But then it comes to a certain time where your stars had to be held accountable, because you can't have Ben Simmons scoring 1 point and shooting 47% from the free throw line. That costs you games, you know. And I mean, you have Saric.
Sure.
Saric is a good player.
Good.
And then you have, you know, you have your J.J. Redick. He's a spot-on shooter from time to time, but I understand he's not going to carry your team, but your stars have to step up. It's time for them to step up.
I don't disagree with your stars having to step up, and that's part of the argument that we've had. Sean, thanks for the call, where those two, year number two together, have the opportunity to come back and be better and do more for this team and pick up where they left off and even improve on some of their deficiencies that they have overall with their games, because they're going to be relied heavily upon to do those things. And I certainly think they will. That was part of my argument. I think they are going to do that stuff. Now, with that said, others are going out there and doing a little bit more where the pressure is mounting, but they cannot do it by themselves. They have to have some other form of help, Sean, to beat some of these other teams that we're talking about. I like the Sixers roster. I think it can be improved upon. I like Wilson Chandler more than most, but I do look at it and say, while I like Wilson Chandler, I do know that they have to do something else. That's not enough. Toronto, with adding the best two-way player in the game and Kawhi Leonard healthy, that's a problem. That's a big problem with LeBron James out. Boston is going to be great. Stop sleeping on them. And the Sixers are, again, going to be very, very good. 52 wins, maybe. My thing is, it's about who you match up with in the postseason once you get there, and can you then advance? Bad matchup against the Celtics, we found out. Some mistakes, some youthful things that got them in trouble. But maybe it would have came to fruition the same way against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round versus the Boston Celtics. Who knows? Right now, they're third, fourth, fifth, to sixth, mixed in with the Pacers and the Bucks and everybody else. Washington, right now in the Eastern Conference, because I think Toronto has jumped over them now, and they are in the second spot in the East. 610-632-0975. Adam in Mount Airy is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Devon.
What's going on, man?
Another great show.
Thank you.
Well, I think USA for Africa sang it best, okay? Even though you're okay with it, there comes a time when we heed a certain call and we have to hire a general manager.
So you're going to go after Brett on this one again?
This Sixers family.
No question.
And our GM is all we need.
Well, who is that GM, Adam?
I don't know, but that's the job of the owners. You can't just wait forever. You gotta hire a GM.
Well, listen, I think that with the GM, I'm guessing that, again, I don't know. See, again, I've heard Kiki Vandeweghe is somebody that they might like, and who else? Daryl Morey, we know that they reached out to, they were rebuffed. David Griffin, we haven't heard much from. Well, I mean, really, we haven't heard a lot of things, but I just heard that Kiki Vandeweghe was someone that wants to get back into it. The NBA wants him back into it, and Josh Harris doesn't want to continue to pay all these people all this big money, especially at the GM spot now, after doing what he did with Sam Hinkie, Brian Colangelo, and David Griffin is going to ask for a lot. I don't know about Zarin and Rojas and all that stuff, and we'll see about that. But with them just getting started in the search, which I'm not buying, they have done their homework on trying to figure out exactly who they're going to put in that GM spot. We'll see. But I know a lot of people that I've talked to look at Brett Brown and say, yeah, he doesn't have a favorable reputation right now around the NBA as a interim general manager. Not right now. After this offseason, people felt like he made some mistakes with what he's done. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9. Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. Otis in Tampa joins us right now on the Fanatic. What's up, Otis?
Hey, how's it going, Devon?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, the Philadelphia 76ers historically have never landed a superstar free agent. So I don't know like if people are upset about what they need to
do. Well, I guess because this one was a trade.
A trade, even with LeBron James, with, like they're looking for a savior when we should look at what everybody else is doing, where everybody else has been doing in the NBA as building a championship team, right? Mm-hmm. We just went through this whole process, right? This, whatever, 6-7 years of acquiring draft picks. How many top five players have we picked in the last 8 years? We had picked as the cream of the crop of the talent that's coming into the league. And what do we do? How many players on our team have been on our team for more than five seasons? Like it's the organization. Like, what are we doing as an organization to build a championship team? The Warriors, Draymond Green, Thompson, Curry, they won a championship without Durant.
Yeah.
They built that team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They add Durant, yeah, it's a super team with Durant. But they were a super team before Durant. They won a championship, and they won two in a row if LeBron just didn't come in and just went nuts and won three games in a row to close that series up. Right?
Right.
We have to build a team. We got to take the pieces that we have still left that we didn't give away already. Right?
Yeah, what do you want them to do now?
Now,
for instance, I'll give you real fast. Jeremy on Twitter at Steel203 says Jimmy Butler or bust in this offseason right now at this point.
I like Butler. I think we can go out there and get Butler.
Now he's going to be a free agent again this offseason, and you're willing to take that chance with Jimmy Butler trading whatever assets you trade in order to get him and convince him to stay here.
Who are we going to give up?
I don't know. I'm sure they're going to want Sharich, or maybe they might ask for Markelle Fultz.
We got like five guys who are like sitting on the bench all season who like we've never like put in the game where they play. Like we need to. I don't know. We need like an overhaul. Really, we need to keep four guys, and we need to get rid of guys who are not playing, or we're not going to.
Well, listen. Only two of them, Otis, are untouchable for me, and that's Simmons and Embiid. Thanks for the call. And we know that when the conversations were ongoing between the Sixers and the Raptors, they had told them no Simmons, no Embiid. So conversations pretty much stopped right there. They didn't want Covington and Sharich and whatever else. Let me see, because I was looking at Zach Lowe's story. Here was for Philadelphia's potential package of Covington, Sharich, and the Heat's 2020 pick did move the needle. And in the story, he also says it's unclear if the Spurs had interest in Fultz. The two sides never discussed him seriously, and the Sixers would not have parted with him anyway, sources say. The Spurs made it clear any deal with Philly would require Simmons or Embiid, likely Simmons, and the Sixers weren't going anywhere near that, league sources say. So that's what Zach Lowe is reporting after the deal has been done now between the Raptors and the Spurs. That's where it stands. What do you do now? Again, Jeremy on Twitter hits me up right away and says, Jimmy Butler or bust. I don't love Jimmy Butler. I like him because I think playing under Thibodeau, he wears those guys out so much, his body is going to break down soon. He's at 30, I think he's going to be, by the time season is over, or going to be 30 by the time the season starts. Either way, he works hard. His body is going to start breaking down. Now, you get him a four-year deal, he'll probably give you 2 to 3 good years, so it might be worth it. Especially playing with Simmons and Embiid, he doesn't have to do everything. Maybe wait until the offseason, though. Anthony in West Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Brian. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. So I'm just listening to the conversation, man. And you know, if I'm looking at my panic meter right now and on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at a 5 with the Sixers, man.
Okay.
And it's not because they didn't get Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James, because I kind of feel like, you know, we didn't need Kawhi or LeBron in order to continue to grow our team and continue the process that we have. I feel like there's some other pieces out there that can kind of help these young guys grow. And again, kind of like what the caller said a second ago, kind of grow into that team that Golden State grew into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and see, the important thing people forget about that one, Ant, is they always jump to Durant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to his point was, they had won a championship without Durant first with those three as the core. People forget. And when Jeff and I did a show right before the draft, and I was talking about how they traded for Andrew Bogut, they signed Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston, and that's what put them over the top.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Sixers needed to do, was find that Andre Iguodala, that Sean Livingston, and maybe even that Andrew Bogut to help them take that next step and then go get Kevin Durant.
Because, again, I think it will be more, I guess, appealing for a person to want to come here, because they say, okay, now they got the pieces. They got the young, not only they got the young up-and-coming stars, but they got those role players that's willing to get down and dirty to kind of help the process complete. To help complete the process for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was something else that I also wanted to mention. I feel like, you know, Brett Brown, I am not going to say that he's done a bad job in his role as general manager, but I don't think that he's done a really good job. I kind of feel like he hasn't dropped the ball, basically.
He hasn't messed it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I kind of feel like they need to start looking for a general manager. And I heard you say David Griffin. I also, when I was watching the Lakers game the other night, I mean, I feel like they should also make a run at a person like Chauncey Billups. I kind of feel like he'll also probably be a good candidate to bring him in for an interview, because I feel like the league is changing. So you need to get some younger minds in there, some, and also people who played the game.
I wouldn't be upset. Cleveland interviewed him. And thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Cleveland interviewed him last year. Didn't work out because of he felt LeBron was going to leave, which he did. Kyrie was out. Why take that job? He didn't want to do that. This is a much better situation. So you might start to hear names like that. And I wouldn't be upset with it. People wanted Malik Rose or Elton Brand to take over here as well. So why wouldn't Chauncey Billups, who's now been out of the league, but has done analyst work, has been around the game, has interviewed again for different things, why not? 610-632-0975. Quick break, come right back. Brian, Austin, Sam, Jabbo, Mark. Get to you guys when we get back. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000. $1,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check in online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
I don't like to call myself an expert, but from talking sports all day, I do consider myself a bit of a sports guru. I think it's time we all recognize the fantastic job Gabe Kapler has done as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. This was a man who was booed at home before the team even took the field for the first time in the season. If they make the playoffs, he's the manager of the year. This sports guru report is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to CARGURUS.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty. You'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures. New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market in Westchester and Ardmore has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods. Today, in their third generation of ownership, Carlino's continues that tradition of old-world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, homemade bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and more. Catering for parties, too. For menu and more information, visit carlinosmarket.com. Carlino's Market, makers and purveyors of artisan food since 1983.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at elkinschevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet, find new roads.
Sports Talk for Lansdale and all of Montgomery County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
829-97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens until 9. Joe Torti's show, 9 to midnight. Sam Wilson producing, doing a great job as always. 610-632-0975.
About building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents. And the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram, built to serve.
During the Ram Summer Clearance Event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $169 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the Ram Summer Clearance Event today. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution or lease through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7/31. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Imagine Lifestyles, the Philadelphia Flyers, and Betty'sBounces.com. That's B-E-T-T-E-S, Bounces.com, for all your party rentals.
Well, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Ron Harper, like Joe Torti said, BJ Armstrong, John Paxson. When all three of them were on the floor at one time, you would have Harper. Well, let's just go to BJ Armstrong. BJ Armstrong, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan. How many times did we see Scottie Pippen bring the ball up? Then it shifts to Jordan. Then it shifts to Ron Harper. It's been going on for years. Kobe Bryant. Derek Fisher on the floor. They go get Ron Harper. He does the same thing. Come on. 610-632-0975. Elbows Shaferi says, Sixers aren't going anywhere until we start throwing some crisp chest passes and get a guy who can knock down a two-hand set shot. Great one. Playing off of the Jabo call. Come on, man. Let's go back to the phones. Joe Torti coming up 9 to midnight, continuing this conversation. Mark in Alaska. Alaska, what's up, Mark? You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Oh, come on, man. You got it. You know, you one ball handler. That's it.
Listen, man. First of all, this is what I call for. But you're here to inform people about what's going on, not to teach. That dude needs a lesson in just basketball 101. So we're going to stop talking about
it. So I had to teach then. I had to teach. That was a lesson.
They brought the teacher out in you. I like how diverse you are.
All right.
But yeah, man, everybody keeps, I keep hearing a lot of people talking about now, since this happened, that the Sixers are in third. Has anybody really watched
the Sixers? I did.
Did they watch them last year?
Uh-huh.
Because what spot did we finish in for the playoffs? What seed were we?
Third.
Okay. So we didn't do anything, and Toronto didn't do anything, and they was the first seed. And honestly, Toronto gave us trouble every time we played them last year.
Yeah, and I think they're going to give you trouble again.
Yeah, you're going to get that same trouble now. But our boys are going to get better. People need to calm down.
Absolutely.
You know, our squad is tough. You know, we're real thirsty. Us fans are just too thirsty right now. We won 52 games. 2 years ago, we was at 11-12. Calm down. It's going to work out. We stop going hunting for the big dog. We should. You know, they're talking about San Antonio. I wish we could have got the second person in that trade.
Danny Green. A lot of people wanted Danny Green.
No, because the Celtics, when we played the Celtics, it wasn't a problem that we couldn't shoot. We can't guard nobody. JJ and them can't guard nobody. So if I could get a 6'5 dude that can shoot and guard, it makes your team better.
And that's why I said, even with Kawhi Leonard. Mark, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you all the way from Alaska. That's why I said, with the Kawhi Leonard part, Danny Green is, if anything, a better defender than DeMar DeRozan. We already know Kawhi Leonard, a two-time defensive player of the year, he's better. But the mid-range stuff, he gives you the exact same thing, and he stretches it out to the three-point line a little more than DeRozan does. If not a little more, somewhere around the same, Danny Green is better from behind the three-point line. 610-632-0975. We also talk about Ben Simmons and the improvement of the young guys, as Mark just alluded to. Ben Simmons will be at FanFest. You can ask him if he's shooting jumpers. Stay tuned for more information on how you can meet Ben Simmons and get a pick with him. Brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. The Fan Fest will be held on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 6. The only way in is to win tickets here from the Fanatic. Fan Fest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. More that is scheduled. Bikini Beach is back, a beach oasis in the middle of Xfinity Live's parking lot, being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. 40-foot rock wall, Spider Mountain, and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display from Imagine Lifestyles Exotic Rentals. They might be smart and just ask Ben Simmons to take a picture in their Lamborghini or Ferrari, because he does that already on his social media in his own Lamborghini or Ferrari. So take advantage while he's there. Someone at FanFest will win a football trip to London provided by Big Game Travel. For more information about their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September, visit BigGameTravel.com for details. Sal Pal, Eric Carabell, Ron Jaworski, Tom McGinnis, all on site at FanFest August 25th. The Jump Off Band performing on the main stage, plus Super Bowl champion Brent Celek will also be on site. More will be added this week to our roster of fun. Stay tuned for more big announcements from the Fanatic for our Fanatic Fan Fest. Back at it on the phones, we go to L.A. and Gerald on 97.5. Gerald, what's going on?
Hey, Devon, I'm doing good. So this season, this free agent period, considering that we were targeting the biggest of the big and we didn't get any of them, is kind of a wash. You could say it is a bust. So I think what we have to do is we have to kind of back down. We have to go and focus on getting the right GM, make sure we only sign contracts that give us flexibility for the next couple years, and hopefully that GM can get us in the game for the next season, the next round of big free agents. And personally, I think the guy, Aaron, from the Celtics. Now, he's a lifelong Celtics fan. The Sixers almost hired him about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
And I think he didn't leave because he grew up as a Celtics fan. I think you got to back a Brinks truck up to his house and say, let me give you some new kind of green to be loyal.
Well, first of all, why wouldn't he want to take a job, first of all, right? I mean, you don't want to be an assistant forever. And if you do, you've interviewed for this position before, it's available. They have a better team at this point. You can now try to beat your team that you grew up rooting for. You know, Danny Ainge isn't going anywhere, so you need to do something.
And he knows how Danny Ainge works. He knows the philosophy. I think it hurts. I think it hurts your competitor and, you know, in their front office. I don't understand why they're not trying to go after this guy left, right, and sideways.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they are. It's just been really quiet.
Hey, and Devon, man, really? More than one guy has to bring the ball up in basketball?
No.
I mean, is that some kind of new thing that they just put in when they bid up the big three league?
Oh,
I mean,
oh, don't get started, Gerald. Don't get started.
Hey, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Oh, but I will say, well, a guy earlier was talking about how the all these teams won the championship with two guys.
Yeah.
He named the Pistons. There were five Hall of Famers on that Pistons team.
I left it alone, man. I left it alone. I had to leave it alone, man. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your night. Dom in South Philly is on the Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
There he is, my man, Devon. You're the absolute best.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. My head spins, though, when I'm on hold because I call with one topic that somebody's got me twisted about when they say it, make dumb statements, and then other dumb statements are made, and then I'm all over the place. So I originally called because of the gentleman saying about the Kawhi deal, how it was a disaster. Real quick on that, I don't think it was a disaster. I actually think that DeRozan is not a superstar, but he's a star in this league.
Yeah.
I think that what we were privy to as far as the trade offers that were made, that I think that was the best deal because I think he was the best player that was available in any trade that was up for grabs. So I think that he'll fit beautifully in San Antonio. And I think that Toronto's going all or nothing. And if it doesn't work, They got rid of that contract, so it was smart on their end, too.
Yep, cap space.
They're going to rebuild. Right. So, listen, I think it works out for both teams. As far as the ball handling thing, that blows my mind because the guy must not have watched basketball the last, 20 years, let alone the last 10, that he won as many ball handlers on the court. So that was just, I was so glad that you at least let him know that he was an idiot. So that was good.
I don't know.
And then as far as the Sixers, I know that everybody, including myself, is banking on Simmons and Embiid being better, and Fultz giving you something, which if he gives you something, anything, it's better than what he gave you last year. So it's like him being a free agent, with, you know, him being the X factor. We don't know what to expect. That being said, I think that people are forgetting how good, like, we're underestimating how good Boston really is. They're so deep, and they come at you with so many bodies that are long and athletic, and their player development's so good because the guys that can defend, they become shooters. Like a guy like Jaylen Brown has become a better shooter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then I'm really afraid of, I said it to you before, I'm so afraid of Milwaukee. I really think that Budenholzer is such a good coach, and the system that they run, because they have athletes, and they have guys who can get to the basket, who are long in defense, and they have shooters. I love Middleton. They have a few guys who could shoot. So I think Milwaukee's going to be an issue, too.
Yeah, they're going to be a problem, Dom. Thanks for the call, as always, man. Really appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'm a big Middleton guy. I think a lot of people know that. And that will be one of my targets, too, next offseason, if the Sixers are lucky enough to do it. But Milwaukee will also be smart to make sure he doesn't get away from Milwaukee. Great stuff tonight. Been fun show, as always. Sam Wilson, great job, as always. Thank you so much, Sammy, for producing the show. Joe Torti is coming up next. Special thanks to all the callers and the tweets that we had throughout the show. 9 to midnight, you know what it is, Monday through Friday. That will be the Joe Torti Show. That comes up next, so I'll be listening on my way home and, you know, doing the same thing when I am home. And Joe Torti puts me to sleep with the voice in the conversation. So hope you guys make sure you're listening. Joe Torti Show coming up next, back tomorrow for me, 6 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. Talk to you then.